Good morning, my beautiful people. Welcome to the very first episode of the Let's Feast Food for Thought podcast of the new year. Let's Feast Food for Thought podcast. And I just got something I want to tell you guys. Later on this year will mark 5 years that I had this podcast up and running. I started this podcast back in September, October 2019. And I was just getting a lot of constant feedback from people on my social media. My Musical.ly, which is TikTok now that everybody know it as. But Musical.ly, TikTok, people was telling me, hey, man, I love your voice. You got a gift. I watch your motivational videos all the time. You ought to start your own podcast. Kept hearing it on all my platforms, my Facebook, my TikTok, and my Instagram. Man, I can listen to your motivational videos all day. You need a podcast. Need a podcast. Longer content. And at the time, I didn't think people really wanted to listen to me. I was just passionate about it. I'm just speaking freely, free thinker for the most part. So I didn't really think that I had the type that, because I think at a point in our lives, we struggle with accepting the reality of what God has given us naturally. We struggle with that. And I'm no different. I'm human. So I didn't believe that people would want to just sit and listen to me all day, like listen to me for more than what, a minute, besides a skit, a video or whatever. And even that's debatable. So when I kept getting the feedback, not only from my inner circle, but from strangers, people that I never knew, that I probably would never meet in my life, telling me, hey, man, you need to start a podcast, man. I love your thoughts. I love how well spoken you are. I just need to hear. We need longer content. So it took me listening to myself, first of all, my inner circle and strangers, for me to really believe the God-given gift that I had. But it all started with me first, with getting over that, crossing that threshold of newness and trying to really believe it, first of all. So I just want to say thank you to everybody out there that was a bug in my ear about me starting a podcast, because now we're going on in September of this year, or October, I gotta check the date, but this year I know that for a fact it will mark 5 years that I started this podcast. And I thank you guys for being on this journey with me, man. I know I don't upload episodes as much as I used to, but I just want to thank you guys for still being here with me. I don't care if I get two plays, three plays, whatever. Consistency is key, and I try to come here every time I feel like I want to say something thorough and say something that I feel like the people need to hear. I want to keep feeding the people. That's why I call it the Let's Feast Food for Thought podcast, because it's food for thought. And whatever my thoughts are, I try to put it out there to put you guys in a better position. And a lot of it is me healing and helping myself. And with that being said, today's podcast is going to be about, I don't think I ever talked about this, but I think I'm going to title this Rolling Stone Found His Way Home. And I'm going to tell you guys the story of me meeting my dad for the first time. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to really get into the details, and I want to tell you guys about that moment that really, really healed me in a lot of ways. So, I'm going to take a break real quick. You're going to hear a word from my sponsor. And when I come back, I got some more food for you. Thank you guys for being on this journey with me. And I got some more food for you. Just stay tuned.
Sleeping in my mind, I tend to dream of her. The sound of music, songs that angels sing. She got my aura changing colors. It's obvious I love her and her energy.
I'm trying to make you my queen.
sun is so bright. Me and my beautiful queen, with some beautiful kids. A beautiful life, that's what beautiful is. With the top down low, enjoying the show. You ain't alive, what you living for? Me, my beautiful girl, her beautiful face, such a beautiful song. What a beautiful day.
Guys, welcome back to the Less Feast Food for Thought podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed that cruise with the midday blues break and a word from my sponsor. Now, with that being said, it's time for the meat and potatoes, and may the food that I serve be nourishment for your soul. Oh, that felt good. It's been a while. Had to knock the cobwebs off, so let's get straight to it. So, meeting my dad, right? I didn't know how to process it. I'm gonna just be honest with you guys. I didn't know how to process it because, let's just say my mom made it very, very easy for me to meet him when I did meet him. Because all of my life, me knowing about him, the little things that she would say about him was never really negative. Like, unless she was like really, really upset or whatever, something that I did, you're going to be like your daddy type shit. And I think that most single mothers, whenever their sons make them mad in some way, not all. So I'm not trying to put that message out there, but most of them, like when they're really mad at their son and the daddy ain't shit, they'll say, you're going to end up just like your daddy. Little stuff like that. So I got a couple of little jabs thrown my way, like in word format to like kind of remind me, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be like him. But I know she didn't mean it. She was just drunk or she was really, really upset. But with the exception of that, my mom, growing up, my mom made it really, really, really easy for me to meet him. She never really down talked him in a way. With the exception of what I just told you. But other than that, it was really cool. She used to always compliment him, like with the visuals. Now, I didn't have any pictures. She didn't have no pictures of him or anything. So the only thing that I was able to make out of how my dad actually looked was through the people that knew him, like which was my aunties, because they all grew up in the same neighborhood, right? And that was crazy. But between my mom and my dad, they all grew up in the same neighborhood. And that's kind of how my mom and my dad met. They were kids. So it's like, oh, okay, cool. So my grandma, which is my mom's mom, she knew my dad's mom, and so everybody was affiliated in some type of way. So I guess that's what made it easy for my mom and my dad to really get together. That's what really made it easy, because everybody knew each other, you know what I'm saying? So so growing up, I'm just fast forward the story a little bit. But so growing up, I was still had the void. I think anybody with their dad not being in the household and you not knowing who he is, you don't know how he looks, you just know what people say about him. From my perspective, it will dawn on you in different types of ways, but that I couldn't process because I'm still trying to figure things out. Like on certain days I come home, my mom will be jolly and she will be happy or whatever. And her boyfriends that she did have at the time or whatever, she tried. But now I will say this. My mom never really brought dudes around. Now this, and I owe her the utmost respect to this day for this, because she never really brought dudes around unless that was her boyfriend, her man. She would never bring dudes around. Now I'm not saying she was holier than thou, because she had her ways or whatever, but I will say this, like, she did respect us enough to not bring dudes around as much unless she put that title or he put that title on her, whatever that situation came. She wanted to respect us to the point to where she didn't want all types of men all around us. And I think that really made me have this fondness for my mom to let us, like, you know. But in certain type of ways, I still wanted that male figure, like, because I was raised around women, you know. And I like the average single guy or dudes who's born raised in single woman households, for the most part, you get raised around women. So when you're raised around women, you have the majority of a female's perspective. And I longed for the male perspective. So when my mom had a boyfriend, a lot of them wasn't really I didn't really have no similarities with a lot of her boyfriends or anything like that, any of the dudes that she was with, besides, with the exception of probably two. And I actually still know them to this day, so big shouts out to them. But other than that, I didn't really have too much. But even with the stepdad or the boyfriend or whoever that is that's around for a while, you still long for your real dad. You want to at least want to know who he is. I didn't even know who he was. You know, I just heard these things about him, which were compliments in certain ways, but I just still never knew. I never seen a picture. I never knew who he was. And I just wanted to get that for myself, because if I'm here, especially if you're hearing good things about him, like if he's such a good person, why the hell is he not here? But I think that was my mother's way when she did give my dad compliments and saying how he was a sharp dresser and how he looked. You look just like him. Boom, boom, boom. She wanted to like ease the burden away to where it's like, okay, this is your dad. I'm gonna let you know about your dad, so when if you do see him one day or whatever, it ain't no bad blood. And I think that's exactly what had happened. So fast forward to me turn. I'm a grown man now. I'm at the age of 22 years old, and I get this call from my grandmother, which is my mom's mom. My grandmom calls me, and I'm out there. I don't had a baby of my own by this time or whatever. And I just get this call. My mom called me and told me that my grandma wanted to talk to me, and it's a surprise, and it's going to surprise me. I'm like, okay, cool. That's kind of odd, but let's do it. So I pick up the phone. Then my grandma's on the other line. Hey, guess what? I'm like, yes, ma'am. She's like, I think I found your daddy. I'm like, huh? I'm like, you know me. I'm just like, okay, I'm 22. I'm grown. I got a baby of my own. Like, but still, even though I'm grown, I'm young. But still needing that male reinforcement and still wanting to know who this guy is, this mythical figure in my life that I've known about but never had the luxury to meet. So I still wanted to figure that out and still know who he was. So when my grandma called me and said, I think I found your dad, and boom, boom, boom. Like, because like I said before, if you guys were paying attention, that everybody was raised in the same neighborhood, from my grandma and my dad's mom. And my uncles, my sisters, I mean, not my sisters, but my aunties and my mom, everybody knew each other. And my dad's siblings, they all knew each other, but everybody just lost connection after a certain point. I guess when my mom got pregnant with me, her and my dad fell out, and my older sister's dad, I guess my mom still had a thing for him from the stories that I've been hearing over the years. So my mom wanted to go pursue that and chase him. And I guess the situation between her and my dad just basically blew in the wind. So when I got that phone call, I was like, okay, I really didn't take it serious, to be honest with you. And then I hung up with my grandma, and then like let's say like an hour later, my grandma said she was gonna call me back. So I'm like, okay, cool, not really sweating it. I just continued on doing what I was doing. Then I actually got that call back, and she gave me the number of my grandma that was my dad's mom at the time, God rest her soul. She gave me the number to her. Then I got her number. It was a whole little situation before I actually got to the source. And then my grandma, I guess they wanted to confirm if I was the actual son. They wanted to hear my voice. And it was my uncles on my dad's side got on the phone, my aunties on my dad's side, and everybody was on the phone but my dad. So I guess they wanted to confirm something or whatever. And once they got that confirmation through the phone, they gave me my dad's number. So they said, well, we're not going to do that. We're going to let you do. You're a man now. So we're going to let you do it. And we're going to let you call your dad. So they gave me my dad's number. And I took a while to process it. I told my then girlfriend at the time, which was the mother of my son, that, hey, I think I just found my dad. Boom, boom, boom. We both young still. Still trying to figure it out. Oh, you did. I'm like, okay, yeah, I just found my dad. But I still really didn't quite believe it at the time. So it was kind of surreal. So I took a while to process it. Me and her, we were just sitting in the living room, and we was thinking about it, pacing back and forth. And she was like, just call him. I was like, all right, cool. So I called him. And he said, hello. My dad got this country accent. Like, if you ever seen any of my videos, my skits or whatever, you've been following me for a while on my platforms, you will see, y'all know I don't put them in a lot of my skits and stuff, so you would recognize his accent. Hello. Like, he sound old and country at the same time. So it was like, okay. But when I heard his voice, I still didn't quite believe it, but I just went along with it because it had to be true. From my grandma, everybody knew each other. So it's like, I knew this had to be him. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I talked to him. I was man enough. I said, hey man. And this is what I said. I kid you not. I was just such a square. I don't even want to admit it, but I was such a square, and I didn't know how to do it, because like, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just take a shot in the wind. Let's just figure this out. So I said, hey, man, I thank you, my dad, man. I thank you, my dad, man. He said, oh, yeah, I heard that I am, man. Yeah, you my son. That's my daddy voice. That's my impersonation. But yeah, you my son. So, hey, man, it's nice to finally meet you, you know. And I'm like, yeah, fine. I'm trying to keep it calm, but I'm mad excited and nervous at the same time. Because like I said before, my mom already built the stage for me to not have no malice against him, even though he was not there my whole life. And I just found, and I was dealing with other things in my life that was daunting in my life. And I didn't want to add nothing else to the table, you know, that kind of drained my energy. Plus, I was still like, a young man at the time, still trying to figure out this new life. My son was just born. So I really wasn't trying to add anything else onto my table to be mad about. So with my childhood and everything else, I'm trying to find some type of silver lining in anything. And this kind of was the silver lining that I had kind of hoped for. It just came to me a little late, if we want to make sense out of the situation. So we was talking for like another, I say, 30 minutes. Asking me little simple questions. Hey, man, how's your life? And I told him I had a son. I had a then girlfriend at the time. Me and my son's mother was still together at the time. And boom, boom, boom. He said, hey, man, basically, it's a family reunion coming up on my side of the family. And I would like for you to come and meet your family. And that's when I got nervous, because I'm like, I'm hoping that I didn't have any run-ins with no girls that happened to be my family, like my cousins and stuff like that. So I was a little nervous about that. But then again, I really wasn't that busy in my teenage years and they had a lot of girlfriends. So I really wasn't too nervous when it came to that, but I still had the thought, if that makes sense. So we set it up or whatever. And I say, like, I think by a month, or I say probably not even a month, like 3 weeks later, we set it up. And now comes the grand finale for me to actually meet them. Like in person, live in person, no phone. This was a little bit before taking social media and stuff. This was like back in 2009, I would like to say. Like my son was like a little, like one. I believe my son had just turned one. So this was like 2009. So my dad had came to pick me up because I didn't have a car at the time. So I told him to come pick me up. Oh, boom, boom, boom. So he came over there. He had his fiance at the time. He came up or whatever, and I lived three stories up. So I seen him pull up. He told me what kind of car he was pulling up in. So I'm looking out through the blinds, like waiting on him to pull up. And I hope my daddy listened to this one day. I hope he listened to this so he could understand the process on how it was that I actually met him. So I'm looking through the blinds. I seen the car pull up, my heart beating. Boom, 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 boom. I told my son's mother, my then girlfriend, hey, I'm about to get ready to go. Like, and she wanted to come with me. She said, I'm coming with you. I'm coming with you. I'm like, okay. That gave me a little bit more security at the time, because there's somebody there that I actually know. You know what I'm saying? Like, and my son, but my son was like one. Like, I can't really confide and lean on that situation. So my son's mother coming with me at the time kind of helped me out a little bit with having some familiarity around me amongst all these people that I'm about to get ready to meet. And I ain't really have no foundation to back me up. So it kind of made me nervous. So when she said she coming, I was like, okay, all right, that's a bet. Cool, let's go. So when I walk downstairs, by myself with my son in my hand. I'm holding him on my son in my hand. So my dad was sitting in the car. So he kind of like pulled in. He didn't reverse and he pulled in. And I seen him through the window. His fiance was driving and he was on the passenger side. He looked at me. He had this one gold tooth. He still got that gold tooth to this day. He had this gold tooth. And I seen him laughing through the thing. I guess he was just like, man, that's my boy. I don't know who it is. So he gets out the car with this polo corduroy looking shirt on, striped corduroy shirt, and it was kind of hot that day. He had on some shorts or whatever. I still kind of remember the outfit. He had on some polo shoes with no socks on, bald head and everything, kind of like how I look now. And he just walked up to me and he just started smiling from ear to ear. And I looked at him, and I'm trying to play it off. I had dreads at the time and stuff. So I kind of had my dreads in front of my head so I could kind of hide the expression of my face. So I didn't seem like I was too eager to meet him or too mad at the fact that I'm just now getting to know him, if that makes sense. So I looked, and I kind of looked at him through my dread eyes, through my hair. And I seen him that he was smiling from ear to ear. So that's when I kind of like whipped my hair back on some female shit. Whipped my hair back, and I just looked at him. I'm like, man, I look just like this guy. Like, and I guess he got that same feeling, because he laughing, like he's smiling. I just see this joy in his face. Like, that's when I knew it meant a lot for him than it did for me too, just as much as it was for me. So I don't know what the situation was between him and my mom in my younger years or whatever that made them want to depart away from each other. I hear the stories or whatever, which is kind of like good riddance to old rubbish. But when I, in that moment when I seen him, I'm like, yeah, that's my daddy, man. I look just like his ass. And I think he got the same feeling. And it was kind of a tumultuous process when I actually did get to know him. And I went to the family reunion, meeting all these different people, my aunties, my cousins, and people that I'm glad I didn't really have no beef with in school, because everybody was local. Everybody was from Jacksonville. So it's like, okay, I didn't really have no run-ins with nobody. I was kind of recluse and introverted, stayed to myself. So I didn't really get into too much drama. So I was like, okay, cool. So meeting all these different people, come to find out my son's mother knew one of my cousins. They went to school together, so they had a little powwow, a little female, a little powwow that they was doing when they went to the reunion. And my dad was just taking me around, introducing me to my uncles and everybody. Just made me feel accepted. It made me feel real, real cool, like I belong there. You know what I'm saying? And nobody questioned it. When they seen me and him standing next to each other, nobody questioned it. Met my older brother, met my younger sister. Yeah, because he has two other kids. I forgot to mention that, by the way. So I met them. And we all look just alike. So nobody, when we seen us standing next to each other, I was like, oh yeah, no DNA test needed. Y'all look just alike. That is your son. And then when I started losing my hair in the future, started going bald, receding hairline, that's what really confirmed it. Like, went bald, like, oh man, we identical twins and stuff. So meeting my dad at an older age, when I was 22, like I said before, I was a little upset about me not having him in my life. But like I said before, kind of credit to my mom, because she kind of like made it easy. And I guess it was kind of guilt that he was not there. So she tried to not really downplay it in a way to where it's like, okay, because she know that I needed him. She know that I wanted that father figure in my life. And she, I don't know what the situation was, but she kind of like wanted to make it easy if I was to meet him one day. So she didn't put too much of a burden on me by talking bad about him, because it was already bad that he wasn't there. So she, I guess she didn't want to peel back the layers even more and turn it into a wipe me wound when it's already a scab. No, when it was already a wipe me wound, and she didn't want to just keep peeling it back to make it worse than what it is, so it spreads. So I was like, okay, cool. So we had a little rocky little situation. I ended up moving with him after me and my son's mother broke up. I moved with him, and that's another story for another day. But moved with him, got to know him a little bit more, found out some habits that I wasn't too much of a fan was. I guess he found out some habits about me that he didn't like, and we just butted heads. We was just two alpha males, or I should say a young alpha male in my regard, because I was 22 and he a grown man paying bills, and I was still in school, things of that nature, in trade school, trying to get a trade. And we was just butting heads, man, trying to figure things out. But I will say, speaking now, we don't talk every day, but me and my dad, I would like to say that we're close. Like we watch football games together. We talk. We do this. But it was kind of an experience for me to actually get to know him at first. But it's this quote by J. Cole that really is gonna make me bring this home. He says, maybe I should be telling you, fuck you, because you're selfish, but I want a father so bad I can't help but break down. And that kind of sums up my situation with my dad, because I should be telling you, fuck you, because you wasn't there. I should be telling you, like, man, I don't care about your life. Whatever, you was never there for me. I should have this built up rage for him. But the minute that I seen him, I didn't feel none of that. I just wanted him to be there. Like, okay, and I just had my son. I'm like, man, look. Okay, I'm still young, so we still got time to make amends for the situation. I was 22, just turned 22, whatever. My son had just turned one. So it's like, I'm like, okay, so the things that you didn't make right with me, you can make it right through my son, and still make it right through me, because I'm still a young man, still need help navigating through this world, and you can teach me a lot. So I was, I wanted to be taught in a way. I still had that door wide open for that mentorship, that male dominant influence to be in my life, because like I said before, my mom made it easy for me to do that situation. She didn't really flood my mind, and even if she did, I probably would have still had that feeling in my heart that I wanted this situation. I really at least wanted to know who he was. I at least wanted to see him for myself and get the habits, know who he was for myself, and then make my own decisions based around that. And I just don't want to live through a mythical figure that everybody keep telling me about. I wanted to know it for myself. And once I got that realization, I was able to fill a void that was longing for some time. So me and my dad were still cool. I love my dad. Dad, if you're listening to this, man, love you, man. We had a lot, we kept butting heads a lot, and still to this day a little bit, but we cool, man. And I love you, man, to life more than life itself. And yeah, man, I hope this did a lot for you guys who's listening right now, who probably never met their dads, or if you're on rocky roads with your dad, your mother, whoever, whatever the situation is. Hopefully by you hearing this, it will bring some type of fulfillment in your life to maybe want to figure it out. Maybe you have to wait as long as I did when I was older, when I became a grown man, to meet my dad or whatever. I don't know what the situation is, but hopefully this brings some type of fulfillment, brings a smile to your face, and to know that it's not over. Like, you can figure it out, but you have to be willing to do the work. You got, first of all, you got to get all the malice out your heart. You have to figure it out or whatever, not knowing what your situation is. I'm not going to say that everybody's situation is different, but with my situation, it was a little bit more accepting for me to accept the clean slate from my dad because of the foundation that was already paved for me to do so. So with that being said, that's pretty much it, guys. Me and my dad, we're still good. Him, my son and my dad, they're good, and we're just figuring it all out. We're taking it a day at a time. Of course, we have our issues, but we're figuring it out. So yeah, man, I'm just happy. I'm happy at the fact that I met him. I'm happy at the fact that he's still in my life. I'm happy at all of that. So yeah, man. So that's pretty much it. Thank you guys for listening. That's it for this episode. So if you ever hear your stomach growl because you're hungry and you're looking for somewhere to put some food in your stomach, make a pit stop here at the Let's Feast Food for Thought podcast, because I got some more food for you. And that includes leftovers. Don't forget to leave a tip if you're generous. Bon appetit. See you guys next time on the Let's Feast Food for Thought podcast. So happy that you guys are still here with me. Let's go. Almost 5 years and counting. We on the roll. See you guys next time. Let's go.